Hi, my name is Anusha and I'm here to walk you through one of the apps that I've created with Sienna. This app is called NewsReader. It will search Bing for the news of the day or whatever the user wants, and displays it in a visual in a gallery. It also has the option to translate the news to a specific language. The user can select the language, let's say French. I will translate the news that were here in English, to a French language and displays it to the user. It also has an option speak. If you want the app to read the news for you, you can just click on speak and
en effet, une analyse du New York Times montre que les bailleurs de fonds de...
It will read the news for you in the language that you specify. Okay, let's see how it works. In Sienna, you can right-click, go to App Data, and Data Sources. Let me clean here. Once you do that, you'll have this plus sign. You click on it, and it will show you where you can get your sources for your application, your data sources for your application. If you click on Bing Search, it will bring you this window. You can then enter your account key and use Bing Search functions. Once you have that account key, you enter it here, you press connect, and we will show you this window. This shows you the functions that Bing Search provides for you. You can use Bing Search to search images, to search news, video, web, spelling, everything that is available here. Let's select news function. Here you can see the parameters that this function takes. Some of them are required, some of them are optional. The required ones are in parentheses. For example, the query string is required for the news. Let's click on try it and see what we get back from Bing. Okay, so we searched for news Xbox Live. We got a table format of data. It has a column next, which shows you the next page, and results. Results itself is a table. If you click on this button, it will show you the results and the column, the structure of the table. It has title, it has description, it has URL. You can use this to then display your data to a gallery, show your data to a gallery. Now let's go ahead and add a Bing Translator. You enter your client ID and client secret. You click connect. It will show you what kind of functions Bing Translator has. Let's try translate function. Here is an example. We are translating hello my friend to Spanish. So once you add this Bing Search and Bing Translator, you can go back to your application and use this translate and search functionalities. Let's say when the user enters something here and presses search, I want to search Bing for this kind of news. So if you look at how I've done this, I have collected whatever search gave me back to a collection called news. Now if I go back here to my collections that have a news table with such columns, description, title, etc., etc. So I go back, I bound my gallery, is bounded to my collection news. I have a label here that says this item dot description, which is my news bank description. And then I also want to translate this to whatever language that the user wants. So I have this drop down that I get the I display the languages that we can translate to. If you go back to your data sources, you will see that Bing Translator has an option called Speak. Speak, you will look at the parameters. It takes a text and a language, and let's see what it gives you back. Try it, and it gives you a media file. You can then plug in this media file to an audio player and play the news. I have an audio player in my application. I have it hidden. Let's make it visible for a second. this audio prayer has is calling Bing Translator speak language is speak function to speak the language, and it takes a parameter, a text, and it translates it to drop down selected value. And here is how we
En effet, une analyse du New York Times montre que les bailleurs de fonds de science 40 ou alors les plus riches qui ont signé